opposed to Chagapesa?
Yeah, where, why should we say Chagamatzah? It struck me that in the Chumash it says, it doesn't give it a name. Shivas Yomim Matzos Yerachel. Mashba is sort of defining the Chag. There's an Indian of Mass. There's no Indian of Pesach at all. According to the Gra, it's even a mitzvah. Even Kaim a mitzvah, at least, when you're in Mass. Even it's not a Chiyan. Because if you're Vashem, you're Mass. If you're going to eat, you should. It's like Shrita. Mm-hmm. You do the Shrita. So it's a Maisa mitzvah. If you, do, you eat the Mass, it's a mitzvah. But still, it's a different way of looking at Pesach to consider the Chag of Mass. It's not, what is it? I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means. Well, I don't know what the word Chagam, what does Chagam Matzos mean? It's a holiday of Matzos? Would it make sense to say Chag Cheruseinu?
Doesn't sound
good. No, why is Man Cheruseinu and Chag HaMatzos? Like, Chag HaSukkos refers to what? The things that we do on Sukkos, but Chag Shavuos refers more to the similar thing, which is Cheirus in Pesach. It's the thing that we're celebrating, I guess. Because why should we call it Chag Shavuos?
We don't call it Chag Shavuos.
Well, among other things, it's certainly called Chag Shavuos.
But it's certainly the thing that
is... But
it's Mala Bikurim. Yom HaBikurim. That's another thing. No, it's called Chag Shavuos. That's one of the rise in the world.
Oh,
that's
Zman. No, I was saying, can you parallel
Zman Chorusein? Yeah, that makes sense. Zman Chorusein was Zman. But I'm saying, what does it mean when we say Chag HaMatzos?
It certainly affects you the most. Of anything
that
you do.
Besides that, I don't know what it means. What does Chag mean over here? Celebration. Like the Gemara Chagiga says, Chogu Choga. Not bringing korbanos, but celebrating. So does it mean we're celebrating the matzos? When we say Chag HaMatzos? Celebrating with matzos?
Chag Chanukah, you've got the...
No such thing as Chag.
Why not?
There's just no such thing. It's not a Chag. There's no such Chag. So how could it be the name of Chag Chanukah? There's no Chag. Chanukah is not a Chag.
When it says Shalosh Pei B'Shana, it says Chag Matzos, Chag Sukkos, Chag Shavuos.
Chag Matzos, Chag Sukkos, Chag Shavuos. But they don't seem parallel at all. We certainly don't celebrate Shavuos with Shavuos. With weeks, do we?
And we celebrate Sukkos for sure with the Sukkot.
Right.
And Matzos with the Pesach of Matzos.
You could say that. I mean, I don't see it as the height of the celebration, the eating of the matzah.
The abstention from funds.
Yeah, it's true. When you say Chag HaMatzos, it's not just saying eating the matzah, it's not eating chametz. Matzah means not chametz.
So you mean like, that's the celebration? I just want to know
the same equivalent you use a sukkah.
Sukkah,
the same equivalent that you're
first of all, sukkah is mamish anything that you do. I mean, it's teshuva kein tadur. It's a lot different than eating matzah.
But you're not. But you're. I know. But what I'm trying to say is that eating. It doesn't chag matzah. Doesn't when you say matzah, aren't you saying not eating chametz?
I don't know. It sounds to me like the word means you're a celebration of matzos. I mean, that's what a chag means. It just doesn't seem to me to be the most celebrative aspect of the time itself.
It's delicious food.
What does Chag Shabbos mean? Maybe it means we're celebrating that thing. In other words, Chag Shabbos, we're celebrating the Shavuos that have led up to Shavuos. And Chag HaMatzos would mean that we're celebrating the matzah, not with matzah. Chag HaSukkot, we mean we're celebrating the Sukkot, and it's Laman Tehu, and so on. If it's parallel to Chag Shavuos, I don't know what else it could possibly mean. It certainly doesn't mean we're celebrating with Shavuos. Right? It could only mean Shiva Shavuos. Yeah, so we're celebrating the Shavuos that have led up to this. In which case, we'd have to be celebrating the Matzos. But then why wouldn't it make just as much sense to say Chag HaCherut, like they say in Israel? Yeah, well, they like that's the way they look at it. So Chag HaOrim, Chag HaCherut, Chag whatever, you know, I mean, that's the thing that you're celebrating. So we're celebrating the Cherusenu, Zman Cherusenu, then it should be Chag HaCherut. It should be Chag Matan Torateinu, not Zman Matan Torateinu or Chag HaShavuot. It's very confusing. Anyway, what's the difference between Zman? I mean, do we react to the Zman differently than we do to the Chag? Must, if the Kiddush is Miyuchad on two separate inyonim, one of which is Chag HaMatzos, Zman Cheruseinu, then we're related to two separate aspects.
Isn't the Chag going...
It's not that it's the Chag HaMatzos that comes out in the Zman Cheruseinu. I mean, we're being Makadish the Zman. What do you say?
Whatever you just said, just to Patrick, I want to say. I just want to ask, isn't the Chag the way you utilize the Zman?
Utilize?
The Zman's there. You have to do something. You have to you have the access. The way you access it is by the Chag. But then, from what Rebbe's saying, it wouldn't make sense why you're Makadosh, then the Chag, and the Zman.
Well, the union of the Zman is always the yichud of what it's prepared for, right? So. Right. Like we were talking about in the Purim Shir, that Zman is the sense of Zimun. So Zman Cherusenu means this is the time for Cherus. So we don't celebrate the Cherus. What you're saying is that we would the Chag of Matzah somehow relates to Zman, that is, allows us to participate in Zman Cherusenu. The two separate issues. Zman Cherusenu is that it's a Zman Miyuchad for something, but you can't celebrate what something is Miyuchad for. You're celebrating something specific. So why would the matzahs be the things that you celebrate? I don't know. Did you get this in? Nothing like their painting. Keep your mind attached.
According to Barney, I'm supposed to make sure Rebbe gets through the entire Haggadah.
So we might get through Purim. We might get through Kiddush.
I had to say that's the part of Barney. Here's the tape. You should know I tried. Yeah, you have the same amount for you.
See, this would probably be dependent in the machlokas of but you're supposed to say Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres, Yom Shmini Atzeres Achag. Because if it's supposed to be parallel to the idea of, let's say, Chag HaShivur Olos, right? So then how can you say Chag HaAtzeres? There certainly is no such thing as Chag HaAtzeres. It's an Atzeres. It would be completely not parallel. It's a Chag, which is an Atzeres, which is not at all the same as saying Chag HaMatzah. It's not a Chag, which is a Matzah. So then why would you say Shmini Chag HaAtzeres? It would have to Shmini Atzeres HaChag.
In Kazar Kasham, you have Zman Bifnei Atzma, you don't have any Chag Bifnei Atzma.
What do you mean? That's the whole, only in Kazar Kasham. Everything else is Chag Bifnei Atzma.
I'm saying, you don't, we consider it a Zman Bifnei Atzma. We never say it's necessarily a Chag.
But the whole thing is that it's
a Chag. You think it's a regal Bifnei Atzma?
Yeah, a regal, I mean, Shalosh HaGalim B'Shana. With all the Chagim. Maybe you're right. Maybe. The Mice, we call it Shmoni Yemei HaChag. Mashma that they relate in terms of. I mean, that's one of the tainas of those who say Bechlal. It's never called a Chag. We never find Chag, the word Chag used in Shmini Atzeres.
You don't bring a Chagiga in Shmini Atzeres. Only Shaila is whether or not you can still bring your Chagiga from Sukkot.
Right. It's not Shaila. It's definitely for a Chag.
Right.
So that must be that it relates to Sukkot. But then it wouldn't make sense to say Chag HaTzeres unless we use them in different ways, in which case we don't have any rise to anything. No, because then Chag Shavuos may mean one thing and Chag HaMatzot may mean something completely different. So there are three separate issues that we address. Moed, Chag, and Zman. Right? And then when we talk about the when we're Mayachi them, when we're Mefarad them, we separate Chag and Zman, but we don't talk about Moed per se. Then we have a separate bracha. After we start off like this, Vatite Lano Hashem Elokeinu Biyava Moadim L'Simcha Chagim Uzmanim L'Sasan. Then we talk about what Chag it is and what Zman it is. We say Yalav Yavo. Then we have a separate part of the bracha which goes V'Hasiyenu Hashem Elokeinu Esprikas Muadecha. And there we don't mention Chag; we just mention Moed. So apparently we really do deal with three separate issues in the Tefillah. Because it seems somewhat confused, because before it says Mu'adim L'Simcha Chagim Uzmanim L'Sasan, when we say V'Asiyenu Hashem L'Kenes B'Kas Mu'adecha, we have L'Simcha L'Sasan. Kesher Atziz V'Ano L'Chenem. Keep talking about Simcha. Anchilenu Hashem L'Kenem B'Simcha V'Sasan Mu'adei Kachecha. It's mamash, a broch on Mo'ay. It's also Me'in Psicha Mamash Samoch L'Chasima. Because it starts off with Moed first and ends with Moedei Kachecha V'Yisbuchu B'Kol Yisrael
M'Kadshei Shebech. Except the bracha is M'Kadshei Yisrael
B'Zman. Yeah, all right. That's not. But in terms of the Somoch L'Chasima, you have the Mamash M'Yim Psicha. This is the issue. So, we're hopelessly confused. Maybe it's time for a cookie.
If you send butter and tape, you have to send.
Does Kiddush serve a different function at the Seder than it does the rest of the year?
To some extent, yes, because we have one of the kosas meal. So in other words, it's already an integral part of the Seder. It's not an introduction.
So is there?
It's part of the celebration of Cheres itself. It's more Arba Kasi Tikkun Rabbanan of Kol Chag V'Chag. Mitzvah, but you couldn't say that if it wasn't Nagia the Zman of the Seder Halayim. That is, we include Kadesh as part of the Simen of the Seder per se. That's a very interesting point. Suppose Chazal hadn't been misakin the arba kosas on particular mitzvahs. Would the kiddush still have been a specific part of the celebration of Bechirus itself?
Well, I think so, because the kiddush achodesh was in the forgiving of the kiddush.
I know, but so what do we do about the kiddush and all the other chagim? They're all really results of the kiddush on Pesach, because they're all Zeich Lisius Mitzrayim. So in other words, the only real kiddush. This is the real kiddush. So the mitzvah of kiddush. No, it's very interesting because the chiyuv of kiddush that we have in Rabbanan is zochrei ol yayin. So it's specifically a din, and Tosfos brings Bekoros in various psukim. All medivrei kabbal, not the Ritorah, but where the lashon of zechor, zechor purim also, where it's zecher. That zecher is dafkan yayin. Is the Mishnah Yayin of Purim, but Naskira Dodecha Miyayin L'Mashal. So he brings a couple of psukim. So Zecher and Yayin go together. He says Zecher and Yayin always go together. So the Torah says Zocher Yom HaShabbos, so then Zocher Yom HaShabbos must be Al HaYayin. That's the remez. Mm. But then it would turn out that it's like Dafka, the only time that you have a mitzvah other than the Kiddush of drinking wine. So we're covered that on the Kiddush. In other words, if this is the mocker of Kiddush, if they're all Zechel Yitzchus Mitzrayim, and it happens to be like Agapit Yitzchus Mitzrayim, it's specifically on wine for other reasons than the Kiddush. But it's just another riot that it more intimately relates to the Kiddush of Mitzrayim. Face it.
Why should Kiddush be a bracha? Kiddush HaKadosh was just need to say Mekudosh.
No.
Yeah, but over here we never say Mekudash anyway. We just, it's a bracha on the fact that Hashem is Mekadesh, and that is our Kiddush of it.
You mean the bracha should say Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvah Tzivanu Mekadesh?
Yeah, something like that.
But we don't say Kodshei Olayim, Zochrei Olayim. So the remembering that it is Mekadesh?
Well, it's an act of separation for that. That's like Kiddush Avdoltas Chadamilsi. It's to set aside the time of Kiddusha from the time of Chol by being Zocher that now is the time of Kiddusha. This may relate to the whole Shiloh why we don't make a bracha on Haggadah. On the Haggadah itself, we don't say Asher Kiddushanum Tzavtivanum Lasapra B'Sibritis Mitzrayim. If the whole concept of Kiddush is specifically related to Pesach, so then for whatever reason that Kiddush doesn't have a special formula that relates to the mitzvah of Kiddush per se, but rather sort of a result of what I'm doing, so maybe the Haggadah is just like an extended Kiddush.
Isn't it also
Yavarama?
Isn't the Kiddush, isn't Pesach
you're not supposed to be Mekadesh
today early? You're not supposed to be
Mekadesh. And because you want to be Mekayim the mitzvahs, there's no man. The mitzvahs, the Uraisa, which I'm not going to err.
So this works out, you can have your first kos early?
Yeah, because it's Be'er of Tofu Matzah, so everything is Miyusid on the Yafi. This Rambam has, sorry, I thought it was the same.
If Kiddush all the year is a result of the Kiddush on Pesach, then that sort of imply that you shouldn't need a Kiddush on Pesach? Whereas the fact of Pesach leads to Kiddush the rest of the time?
That's the Iker time. And the truth is that there's another issue over here, which Lamaise is being raised through this question. Because Pesach is the only time it's called Shabbos. There was Mimocher Zeh Shabbos means Mimocher Pesach. And And Lamaisa, the increments of Kiddush is in terms of Shabbos, and yet they're all Zech Letzias Mitzrayim, including the Kiddush of Shabbos, the Zech Letzias Mitzrayim. So it's very suggestive that there's an innate relationship between Pesach and Shabbos, specifically in terms of the Kedusha. In other words, that we derive Kedusha through our, even though Shabbos is the marker of Kedusha, but in terms of our ability to be yonik from that Kedusha, it's in terms of Pesach. Further rise to this, I always tell you that there's a beautiful remez, that the beginning of Shabbos opens up with the discussion of the Oni going out and right passing to the Osher HaMidbach Bifnim, Baal Bayis Bachutz, that is really a remez to Pesach stone. Because the whole idea is in terms of Oni and Osher with the Rechush Godel, and it's called Yitzios Davka, and it's Yitzios Mitzrayim, Yitzios HaShabbos. Right, it's just an interesting way to start Shabbos. I mean, it certainly seems very suspiciously like Pesach. You're talking about an Oni Ben Yotze. It just sounds funny. And since we talk about Yitzhak Moshe Manaschok, whether that Klal Yisrael had an opportunity to choose a day that they could rest in Mitzrayim, and that was the way that we originally discovered Shabbos. And that was the connection that we had to Shabbos, and then even Moshe's Schus was that he was the one that was Omei, that today is Shabbos. It turns out that the first day of rest that we had was in terms of the Avodah in Mitzrayim. So Yitzhak Mitzrayim becomes a permanent Shabbos vis-a-vis the Avodah in Mitzrayim. Right? So it's also, I mean, even historically, its development is very connected to Shabbos. Certainly, if the Torah, I mean, the idea of how Pesach begins things for us, which comes out in the Shiva Shavuos to Tosman Matan Torah and so on. If that's what the Torah refers to Pesach as a Shabbos, so the Mashmos is that the aspect of beginnings and Zman, you know, Zman, I'm sorry, Zechlitz is Mitzrayim, which is so central in terms of Kabbalah Satorah as well. And you know, but that's our whole relationship with Hashem. So that to us, this becomes Shabbos. That if it wouldn't be Yitzhak Mitzrayim, we really would not have Shabbos to Shabbos.
What day of the week was the
Oh, wait a minute. Shabbos at Godol was the 10th. That's why we make it Shabbos at Godol, because originally Ba'osu, the Chodesh HaZeh, was on Shabbos. That means it was Yom Rishon. All right. You want to take a look at Rabbi Akiva. Comes out now that the union of Menucha on Shabbos, of Lo Sasekol Melocha, is originally, we were omit on in terms of Lo Sase Avoda, so to speak, resting from Avoda as opposed specifically to Melocha, but which is really the way that we look at Yontif as opposed to Shabbos. Kol Melocha is Avoda Lo Sase. It's more in terms of Avoda than Melocha. It's a time to be to be nach from working rather than from creating. It's just there's anything that you need, so you do, because that's not work. It's like the Reform view of what Shabbos is. But that's really what we do on Yom Kippur. So enforced rest is not, and that's also not that level of maneuver.
Kolomoyd is also not that.
Oh gosh, Kolomoyd is.
I mean, it's like one step down, but more of the same thing.
That's a whole other because that also is another relationship to Shabbos. So the Kiddush of the Moed relates to the Kiddush of Shabbos. The Chol in the Moed is what happens when it's not Shabbos, but only Moed. Why is it called Chol HaMoed? Because it's still completely moed, right? And it's completely that zman. So it's completely moed. And yet it doesn't have Yisurim Malach on the same level. So why does it have Yisurim Malach on Chag? Because the Chag, the Yom Tov, not Chag, but the Yom Tov takes its Kedusha from Shabbos. Mm-hmm. The Mokra certainly is Shabbos, and the way that Shabbos appears in the Yom Tov is in terms of the Yisras Yis Malacha. But where there is no Shabbos involved, all you're left is the dinim of the Moed. So there's a machlokas, whether it's the Arise or Rabbanan, the Yis Malacha, and there's issues of rest, but they very much revolve around your needs. As if it's Tzorchei Tzibur, if it's a Dover Avod, if it's Tzorchei Al-Moed, anything like that becomes Mutter already. Furthermore, it's completely up to you. And even those who hold it to the Arise are moted that the Torah was Mutter to the Lechachomim, to be Koveya.
Which reminds me of the idea of Kiddush, right? It says, like Kiddush, that Hashem is relevant to the day, but Hashem needs our, I don't remember exactly how the Gemara goes, but
It says, by Shabbos, Hashem is Mekadosh.
Right.
That's the difference between Mekadosh Yisrael Basmanim or Mekadosh Shabbos.
So how does the Gemara go?
Gemara says that's why.
What does Hashem need? Why are we Mekadosh?
Because it's dependent on Kviyat Yarcha.
The Shabbos?
No. You mean why do we say Kiddush? I don't know. I don't remember the Gemara discussing that in that context. You're talking about which Gemara? Gemara in Arbit Sotha?
Kiddush Levana that is the Hashem gave the based on the...
But that's not true about Shabbos. No, that's why we say different. That's what we say different gears on Shabbos on Yantar. For one, we say Mekadosh Shabbos because Hashem is Mekadosh Shabbos. The other one is Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim because Yisrael has to Mekadosh Vazmanim.
There's also the issue in Chol HaMoed of Tircha Yisrael.
Yeah, but that's true on Yom Tov and Shabbos too. Shechiyanu in terms of the Zman. We call that Zman. It's called the Birchas Zman. So we have one issue that we need to figure out. Let's maybe this is another good deal. Let's say Shabbos. We read Vatavienu. Vatavienu goes like this. Vatanchilenu zbanei sasei moadei kodesh v'chagei nedav. That's a challenge. Zmanei sasa, which makes sense because we normally say Vatitin on Uchagim is Zmanei sasa. So Zman is next to sasa. So Zmanei sasa. Moadei kodesh.
Moadei
kodesh. Moadei kodesh. Chage Nedor. Batorishenu Kedusha Shabbos, Uchvod Moi, Chagiga Sarega. Oh gosh, it's getting very complicated. These are such basic things. Really frustrating. Kedusha Shabbos, Uchvod What? No, when Yontem is Chal, I'm a Tzai Shabbos. Then that's the equivalent of the
Abdullah. What does he say? What does he say? All the different types of guns, he should get to be a Porsche.
There's no mafarshim that discuss any issues.
Oh, really?
Really.
That's because of the decree, though.
It's true, they're just done. I mean, it's just a situation.
So what do they do?
We should sing nice verter.
That's it?
Yes. True.
Well.
I think what people did at
the Malbum would discuss something.
Mm-hmm. Is there a Malbum for good?
An awful lot of work in his short life that he could expect to do everything.
I think from the Lashon it's mashm like this. Mor de Kodesh, like we see later on also, Mor de Kodshecha, or Vatsyenu, is because Moadecha, in other words, the Moed refers to that which is Hashem. It's Moadecha, Mor de Kodshecha, or Mor de Kodesh. Mor de Kodesh is also the Dover that comes Milamala, so in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh this time. So that's why we use the Lashon Moed, because Moed it refers to a meeting also. In other words, this is a time where we can meet. This is a, just as the Ol Moed is a place where you can meet. In other words, it's a Zman of Hisva Adud. So that requires a Kadosh Baruch Hu being Miyachid. It's a time for us to get together. That's that. That's the concept of Moed in it. And that's what provides us with the Simcha. Right? Because we have a chance in which we can express our feelings of Sason, which is the personal, excitement of the time in a real simcha meeting with Hashem and so on. So perhaps that's why Moed would relate more to simcha. But let's just take some loose definitions first. The Zman, we said before, it refers to the what the period is miyuchad for and what we're feeling in it. So Mimela, it's Zmanei Soson, and we're miyuchad each time for the particular feelings that we have. So it's Zman Matan Tarasenu or Zman Simchasenu, because this is what it's Muchan and Mezuman for. And therefore, if you feel it, so there's a sense of Sasan, which is a personal sensation, rather than Simcha, which is a very transcendent sensation. And in terms of Chag, here it says Chag in Adova. Mashma, that, for instance, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tochog Li Bamidbar. Right? So Moshe is talking about that we have a commandment to be Chogeg. Or Tachogu Li is the mitzvah of Chagiga. Mashu, it's something that you have to bring. That's why Chagei Nedava. In other words, it's the way in which you approach the Moed by doing something which you bring to Hashem, some avodah that you bring to Hashem, either a specific korban as a chagiga, or a specific mitzvah that you do in order of, in honor of the zman. So in that sense, we would call it chag hamatzos. It means that that's the avodah that we're doing during the period. Chag hasukkos, that's the avodah that we're doing. Chag shavuos, we'll have to say the same thing, that the, that being as we lead up to this by counting all of these weeks, and this is the, I mean, it's only one day, so how can we, you know, how can we really, what we're doing is we're taking all of these weeks and we're celebrating these weeks, but, you know, I don't know, it's as if we're counting the 50th day, in other words. That would explain why it's Tisapru Chamishim Yom. It's because on this day we're counting the weeks that we added up. That's a Shavuos issue. We'll have to decide why we do that. But I think that would make sense. In which case, the best way to call it, if we're going to address the Chag aspect of it, we have to address the mitzvah, the Ikra mitzvah that we'll be doing. So are there other names of Chag or just Zman? Chaga Atsif. Can we call it Chaga Atsif?
Yeah.
Chaga Babazman Atsif. Chaga Katsir. So that's a problem. No, unless the Gemara is saying it doesn't mean Chaga, it just means Chaga Babazman Atsif. Right, because that's the Gemara's cash. Gemara wants to bring a Raya Chaga Atsif means a Chag that you're Osef well, which doesn't really make sense.
Right.
Chaga Katsir, Chaga Chikotsir, well, that's the Raya Lechatkhila that the Cholamoid. That there must be a no. That's the right that you have Shivas Yomim from Chagiga and Shavuos. Because how can you still be Kotzer? Right? So you're Kotzer during the time that you're maybe the Chagiga. But the Gemara comes out that no, it would mean Chag Abav is Man Kotzer. In which case, it's not the same at all as Chag Matzos. It doesn't mean Chag Abav is Man Matzos. That's for sure. So Chag Inadova would then mean the Hisnadvis that we have is the Chag is the Matzah that we. That we bring on the Chag. So then it's not quite as significant as it appeared to me. It's not that we're calling the Zman of Matzos. It's just that this is the Yikr Mitzvah that we can that we can show our relationship to the time with. So we call it Chag of Matzos.
We say Chag in relationship to Satsuma?
Yeah, but it's the Yikr Zman that we see from the Todienu. Because it's Zman Esos and the Chag in the No, you could read it Chagim, Uzmanim, Lesoson. So, I mean, we don't really have a riot. And certainly, it's the passion of Chagim, Uzmanim, Lesoson, but it's not Korav Lesoson, anyway. Right, but still, it would mean that in terms of Achilas Matzos, constantly, during the entire Shivas Yemei HaChag, we have to have a completely different feeling. It's like this, since we don't look at it as mitzvah the entire time, so it becomes just a way of eating, instead of the avodah that we're doing. But the truth is, it's as much, in other words, if the achilas, let's say the achilas chagiga, that if we would bring chagiga or simcha during the, oh, this would explain why there's two karbanas of chagiga and simcha, rather. Because simcha relates to the moed, and chagiga relates to the chag. Mm-hmm. Even though there's no difference between them in terms of halacha, they're exactly the same. Right? Kimat, I mean, except Noshim or whatever, but Beikar, in other words, and it's certainly La Locha, they're exactly the same. But there are two different issues. One of them is the way in which you're relating to the Moed aspect, and the other is the way in which you're showing your thanks to Hashem for the things that you have. So that would be more of the Sazon aspect. That's why you're supposed to bring Ish Kibir Chaso. You know, you bring like whatever you. Because you're supposed to express the good feelings that you have about the time. That's different than the concept of. Is that right? I mean, that makes sense. But anyway, but I'm saying lemaisa. It's very mechayev lemaisa. Because as you're eating the korbanos, one way of looking at it is this is the way that I eat meat during Yontif, is by bringing a korban. That's a very silly way of looking at it. I mean, when I said I'm eating kutchin, in other words, there's a feeling of doing an avodah Hashem, which is specifically related to the Yontif, in eating this meat. So it's not stop that I'm eating a surah lekava de yantar. It's that I'm eating the specific things that are negay de yantar, because I brought these things to Hashem as a sign of the yantar. It's much, much, much different than stop a surah Shabbos, the marshal, right? It's the specific issue of achila which relates to something. There's a mitzvah of achila that's involved. So even if you don't hold of that your mamish makayim a mitzvah, which is if you don't hold of the grod, you'd be makayim a mitzvah. But nonetheless, there's certainly an aspect of specific relationship to the chag, because it is called chag matzos, which means that every time that you eat matzah during Pesach, you're doing a specific avoda which relates to the yontif. It's not stam that you're eating and you can't eat bread, so this is what you eat. That's a completely different way of looking at it. Mm-hmm. Subconsciously, I think Lamaise, that's where we relate to it. Right. It's a certain geschmack in eating the matzah. You feel that you're relating to Pesach as you're eating it, but it's good to know that that's mamish. I mean, what more can you say than chag matzah? If it's called chag matzah, that means that every time you're eating matzah, you're relating specifically to a chag. So that's a very good point.
Sometimes during Pesach, like kovei entire suda just to sit down and eat matzah and butter. Like that's how you define Pesach, you know, matzah and butter.
So that means that we have to be mechavin in the Kiddush to these two issues. First of all, the fact that we're making the Kiddush itself a raya that there is a moed. That's why Shabbos would be included under El Moed Hashem. See, that already explains it very well. Stam Tzakasha. Why does the Pasuk begin El Moed Hashem, Ashetchruos El Moed Kodesh? And then it starts talking about Shabbos. Where Shabbos is no din of Tikros and Mikroi Kodesh. They're not Mikroi Kodesh.
Right.
But since Moed, the Moed aspect of Zman and Chag, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miyachid for Zman to be together, so it means that it's that the Moed aspect draws its sustenance from Shabbos, essentially. So first of all, you're being Mekadosh, the fact that this is a Zman to be miyachid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Kedusha of the Zman. That's why we call it Kedushas Moed, or Moedei Kodshecha. Secondly, you're being mevorech on the opportunity to be chogeg, which is the specific the specific way in which you relate to the time, which you express your feelings about the time, and thirdly, you have the idea of what it is that you can access and gain from in the time, which is the zman. And all of these things are included apparently in the Kiddush, because we say that same formula, Moadim Chagim Uzmanim, in the Kiddush. Yeah, that would make sense. Why it is whenever anything new comes up, we would say Shechianu, to call that a Birchas HaZman. It's because, Lamaisa, when we eat a new fruit, so aren't we saying Shechianu on the fruit? That's the way we look at it all the time, right? In other words, I'm making a Shechianu because this is new fruit, or I'm making a Shechianu because I have a new suit. So why are we being Mevorach on the Zman? Because how can we call the bracha on Zman, the same bracha that we have miyuchet for Birchas Zman, and it's mamish called Birchas Zman, and that's what Zman has said. So what does that have to do with wearing a new suit? I don't know. I mean, apparently, with the food, it's much easier to say that that's really something which is a function of Zman. You know, it's back in the new season, the first time that you've had it in the new season, if it's something. It's something that's continuously there, so you're talking about Mavarach of Birchas Zman. It's from the old fruit. You're not mevarach on Birchas Hasman. But in a new suit, it's very hard to say that.
Wouldn't you say that there's a little of sasson wearing the new suit?
Which sure.
Which is the same thing that's
sure. But Lamaisa, how does it connect to Hasman? This is a whole different, a whole new way of looking at it. In other words, what we're saying is that whatever opportunities I have are a result of what time has brought me. In other words, circumstance is a function of Zman, we're saying. So whatever it is, this is the time for this. This is the time that I'm enjoying. It's a completely different way of looking at life, when I say. I'm not being Mubarak on the suit. I'm being Mubarak on the Zman that brought me the suit. It's a tremendous insight. It's so much more kishmak in that way. Because Lamaisa now extends much further than the suit. You're really being mavarach on your life. Shechi yonu, viki yonu, viki yonu. I mean, you're being mavarach on your life.
Why should we then say that?
Because you have to sense the new opportunity that the time has created for you. Any time that you sense that, you make a bircha shechi yonu. Any time. You see somebody that you haven't seen in a long time. You put on something, whatever it is. Anything that gives you that gives you the sense of the joy of living, you see as a function of what Zman has presented you.
Doesn't it? Well, that makes Shechianu about the very poor Mem Pesach Yishuv.
Why? Purim Chanukah, I think.
Because Pesach is the way to look at things with the Hischadshus.
Oh, okay.
That also fits with what we said, that Zman is the son of the first one.
Right. Yeah. It gives you such a kishmak to make you shechi.
I missed your line.
Because it's really confusing sometimes. I mean, you feel much. And therefore you see it as part of Zman that you shouldn't be making. Although there's a kasha in that. The kasha is that Atova HaMeitim and Shechionu are really the same bracha.
Atova HaMeitim?
Sure, because Atova HaMeitim, you would say, every time you say Shechionu, you would say Atova HaMeitim, it's the nogea of somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Atova HaMeitim is the bracha Shechionu when that is nogea others.
But there are definitely cases when you say when it's nogea yourself.
What?
When
you say what?
When you say Atova HaMeitim.
Yeah, okay, fine. Maybe it's the time, but I'm saying that the very fact that you could say it, Atova HaMeitim, the Atova HaMeitim refers to the specific thing. Of course. The answer is simple. You cannot be Mavorach on the Zman of somebody else, ever. That's the pshat. In other words, you. All you can say is thanks for the good that's here. That explains the different nusach of the bracha. If it's nageya other people, you can't be mevorach shehechiyanu kulanu latzman hazeh, because his zman is a totally different zman than yours. There's no connection whatsoever. The only thing you're connecting to is the object. So if you're connected to the object, you have to make a atova meitim on a specific object. But still, at least it's ma'orer that it's possible to be mevorach on the object per se. Right.
Okay. But shouldn't Shechianu be Shechiani?
Yeah. I mean, but the Maisa Aloch is Mechayiv, right? Because you don't make a Shechianu where it's going to be anybody else. I would attempt to say something which you think is a joke, but I think it may very well be true. And that is that you refer to yourself as plural because you're dealing with Zman.
The royal we.
No. Not the royal we, the many we. The many I. In other words, because the whole aspect of Zman is the manyness in myself. So the Zman Hazeh is all of us here. All of us here are relating to this specific Zman. The issue of Zman relates specifically to the separation of yourselves, because every instant is separated. when you're not dealing with Zman per se, you have a right to refer to yourself as one, because the Zecher makes it all one thing. But when you're dealing with an instant of time, you cannot refer to yourself as I.
It's just the accumulation of all the me's.
But I can't deal with accumulations because I've isolated an instant. The thing is, I've isolated an instant, so now I have to deal with all of my instants. In other words, all of my instants are aware of this particular instant and appreciate it.
Should be the opposite, no?
No.
At any particular instant, that's what you are.
No.
In other words, you could freeze the frame.
No, if you freeze the frame, then you'd have nothing at all. Zero. The frame is only meaningful in context.
If you drop dead at that instant, so
then it had a past at least. But if it had no past and no future at all, then it has nothing. It has no definition. What is it? It's only in context at some level that it has any kind of meaning whatsoever.
What?
Moshe
said nobody. Moshe killed the Mitzri. He said nobody. This is the past, the future.
That's interesting. God doesn't even exist. Okay, but I don't expect you to appreciate that one. All right, so then
we moved on, Mark.
No, but my sense is that he looked into the past and the guy's past.
That's what I said. He looked into his past and future. So there was nothing there. So there was nothing wrong with killing the guy.
There's no man there.
We almost began the urcha.
How do we say Mother Mikdash Kodesh? What did you ask?
There's a mistake in this. I have Mikdash Kodesh. We say Mikdash Kodesh.
What happened to Mikdash Kodesh? What is that? Let me see.
No, the last one.
No, it says in the Mikdash
HaKadosh.
At the beginning it says.
Because we're listing Havdalahs there. I mean, it's also not the Rana Fosha. Should have worked out in such a way that, because there are ways out of this. In other words, so you can eat with a fork. And then there's the only time the entire year that we have a kli is to wash our hands for Peros, which normally like we avoid, right?
Not only a kli, but it's one of the simanim.
Yeah. So there must be something to it. I mean, it's all very nice to say, you know, Shema Mina, that Tzorach L'Shikuyei V'Charoses, and so on. I mean, good, I understand that there's going to be a halachic basis for it. But L'maisa, why?
The point of that halacha, though, is, isn't it mainly to get the kids to ask?
Of the actual dipping?
Yeah.
Of the reason? Well, the actual eating.
The carbs one.
That's the carbs will back up.
Yeah, I'm saying, I don't know whether it's the dipping per se. Is it the dipping per se?
That's what they ask about. And I don't know what they
mean. I know, that's a problem. I was discussing with Aaron this morning. Because Lemaisa, I mean, the Rashbam says, Koach was a Moyah Tibo. Because you find constantly in the Gemara, they substitute the word metavlin bit instead of oath with s, right? Metavl b'chazeres. I mean, not metavl into chazeres. Metavl b'chazeres means you eat chazeres b'tivo, because you call it lesson as tivo. So I never understood. What are we saying? Ain't on a matbilin afil pamachad. What is that supposed to mean? Why shouldn't we be matbilin afil pamachad? Because the way the Gemara, works out is, ain't no chayov in the Tav.
Right.
But you can't say chayov because you can't be really chayov, just liyanuka. So therefore the Gemara comes up with this compromise. Okay, so just say ain't no lot really. But that's not even true. It's done. I don't even understand what it's saying. It drives me crazy. I'm not saying. I'm Tovel like dozens of times every night. I mean, take my salad and put it to salad dressing or whatever. I mean, I take my bread and dip it into the gravy. I mean, what do you mean?
It's
not
into
they don't
make a big deal about
it.
I mean, it's the whole idea of being Tovel into the salt water.
No, it's not. Your salad dressing.
I mean, we're not kovea atibo. You're a kovea atibo. Even the way you said it now, you happen to be that you put salad dressing on your salad, and you
don't
bread
get
bread.
Into it.
You think you bread into gravy, it's part of your derechim.
Hey, we're kovea. What is it that they're worried about? What are the Yanuka going to bother about? I know what it's nagea. Of course. How does the child know that? Shnei Pa'om, since he's only done one so far. Right. So see, Lachor, you have to say that he's confused at the timing. Right? I think this is what the Mefarshim answer, right? He's confused at the timing. So he says, what are you doing? Say, oh, don't worry, we'll be metabol again later on. What? Twice? So that's how you get into the manishtana. But in other words, it means that the real issue is not specifically tibul in that case. Would just be eating the karmas?
I don't know, but that's very odd because he hasn't seen you eating the paystack yet to know to ask about that. He hasn't seen you do anything yet. You've only been sitting. How does he know you're leaning all night? You've only been sitting down for all of 5 minutes. You can ask
you drank already.
Okay, so there's one question he's actually seen. He's seen the hasav. What else has he seen?
I was just going to see the difference that you've washed and you haven't done monzi right after. I mean, that's definitely going
to... No, why? We've already brought him. One second. The Kana ben Shaul is afterwards. It says, Heviyo lefanav matzah chazeres v'charosis v'shtei tafshilim. B'mingashay v'viyo lefanav guf v'shal pesach.
All right.
So he sees already what's happening. Right, so then that would be, then he would know about the people too, because he'd see the chazeres.
Yeah, it's the fact that it's out of water like that.
Is mefarish matbiling pa'am achad. B'chol alaylot anu matbiling, it should say, according to his gears, anu matbiling pa'am achad, which is tivu yirakot betoch ha-seuda. Change it because the Gemara says we don't like that. What if you don't have any salad? So you can't say we always are Tovel once or we're not Tovel. So why wouldn't it be enough, as far as Heker Liyanuka is concerned, to simply have something at the wrong time before washing, before matzah, before lechem? Why would we need specifically a table for Heker Liyanuka? Other things that we do are more in simply in terms of the shinui of the Seder. Like we take away the plate. And it's supposed to be more to ask what's going on.
That's
as I was saying earlier, tibul is, tibul actually means just, you know, eating, but it means as opposed to just munching. That makes sense?
Well, isn't, I mean, tibul would be less munching?
Would be more.
Would be more.
Less
achiyah. More munching wine. More munching. Rather than ochel.
Well, one or the other. I was trying to say that would have been more of a suvita like. Now, when you're. If you're just munching something before, so it's an appetizer, whatever, but if you're actually doing the tefillah already, that means you're. Why are you doing it now?
He says beferish. But Tivo Rishon said, this is the Rashbam. Kadesh Yakir, I remember that. Kadesh Yakir Tinok Vishal, if you should aim Bnei Adam Regilin Lechol Yerek Kodam Asuda. This has nothing to do with the Tivo as well. So why are we being metabolized? Stop, eat something, and then have the kid ask why you're eating it. It's a bitch lame if you learn like those Rishonim. That the first tibul is supposed to be in charoses. So then you can say that since there's a man yomer who holds that charoses is a mitzvah, because it's eichel tapuach, and so on and so forth, eichel tit. It's all of these inyonim, so we have already these inyonim at the beginning. But if stam it's din in tibul, that's the way we do it, like the Rabbi Yonatan, you can take salt water or whatever you want, so why take anything? So Hans is saying, because maybe this is more koveyed. That makes it more, like this stam, the guy chopped a passion to eat. So he grabbed something on the table that was meant to be eaten later. We're passing around table, so that makes it seem more kavua.
I mean, that would explain also why Urchatz. I mean, this is part of the service.
In other words, you're saying the Urchatz itself would be part of the confusion of the Yanuka. God, I don't believe all this business by confusions of Yanukas anyway. There must be something to this. No, I mean, it really is modern. Like what I keep saying. I mean, you could do anything. You know, why don't we put in Chotvin Matzahs into the Seder of the Haggadah? Because why don't we take in more Matzianus HaShulchan into the Seder of the Haggadah? I mean, clearly there's something specifically important over here. I should imagine, because it relates to Achila and all the mitzvahs on Eilar in terms of Achila. But there's something that... So it's true, we wouldn't have done it if it wouldn't be a Kerali Yanuka, but it's got to have some kind of meaning if it's become so kavua.
Okay,
I just can't believe it.
The karpas, you know, the fact that we're being told of the karpas, so that because the tumma there, the moisture, so you have to be I mean, it's just, you know...
We just spoke about this the past half hour. It's what we've been talking about. First of all, there's the question of why it had to be the tablet at all. And secondly, I'm saying that's not enough of a reason. Lamosh, the Gemara wants to bring a riot from the fact that you have to be notalis yodo, that you must be mishakeh, the charosis in, the chazeres in charosis, because otherwise why would you have to wash your hand? So don't tell me that you must be mishakeh, your potato in salt water. I mean, that's ridiculous. Because the Gemara is looking for reasons why you'd have to be mishakeh, the chazeres in charosis. It comes out, so it must be because of kappa. There's certainly no kappa.
Can I point out, Rabbi, that we do a lot of things which are halachically confusing here. Besides the fact that we have to wash from the table, Lamaisa, you have this whole thing, we have to eat less than a kazayas. Really, you shouldn't have this whole problem with a brother.
I hear what you're saying. One second. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Just absolutely incredible.
I'm sure it happens. It's closer.
that's why I specifically took time in the beginning to
press.
Why
would you catch me?
I didn't catch you. I was really catching him. He's the one I'm sensitive to.
Can I
finish
it?
I'm taking up too much space in here.
Listen, Rabbi, the Gemara brings a. The Gemara says, since it says you're supposed to do Urvas, since it says you're supposed to wash your hands, it must be that you have to dip the Chazeres into Charoses. The Yisak and I, the Lotz, are Lashkuyin, the Tilas Yadayim Lomo. But the only time that so the Gemara says to what for? The only name of Lot Zarach Lushkuye. The Loma Lutzer is Dilma Meshakul. Dilma Meshakul. Maybe you'll put it in. So that means that the Gemara had a Havamina over here. That you have to dip in the Chazeres, and that's why you have to have the Kilas Yadayim. What are the chances that you're using Chazeres for Karpas? One out of a trillion. That's the only time you use Chazeres for Karpas is when you don't have anything else but Chazeres to eat. Because otherwise you want to avoid eating Chazeres for Karpas because you have the whole Shiloh with the Yotz and the Morish and Obismata. So you're trying to tell me that we have a Urchatz in the Seder because of the time that you may have Chazeres and therefore have to put in the Karosis in order to avoid, I mean, it's ridiculous. Elamai, you're tithing because there's something about Tebow, which we've already said, right? Those Andy's chop, that you have to be Kobay and it's not Hila. So then that's also not, there's no thing they have to be Meshakea. So Bishop of the Terrence is okay, and Dilma Meshakula. But what does the Gemara say in the Abbey? The Gemara should have said, what do you mean? We always are Notel Yodayim. Why are we always Notel Yodayim? And then what does it say? Dilma. The Gemara say, and when you use other things, aren't we always Notel Yodayim as part of the Seder?
Wouldn't you need to do it for anything else if you were to dip it? Why is it dafka the Chazeres that you would need to wash before and if you're going to dip it?
Because it has poison in it.
You have to dip it. You're going to have to dip your Chazeres. You're no way of getting around dipping your Chazeres. Therefore, you have to wash. Other things you could eat without dipping.
You can eat everything without dipping except for Chazeres. No way to eat Chazeres.
Chazeres is not going to have to dip.
Very sharp. Otherwise,
on a regular week,
how could more possibly relate to kappa?
You have to get rid of the bud.
Marsh, if we weren't dealing with kappa, there'd be no need for tivo at all. So where did we ever get the idea that we need tivo for anything? Tell me, that's why Marsh, my eyes in that cash. It really is.
Maybe this is what the kid's supposed to ask.
Now you just gotta find somebody to answer.
I bet you can figure out such a question.
Amazing. So there must be something. Must be something to it on some other level.
Wild in here.
You see the picture on page 31? Look at the expression on his face.
A sly little smile, you know, it's like...
We're not there yet. We'll get there. We'll get there.
On page 22, there's one of the Tzvardayim is smoking a cigar.
You're kidding. Is that what that is? No, it's not a cigar. Is that a cigar? No.
Is that a cigar?
No.
Shaila asked, what is the real meaning of burchat? Because it turns out that logically there's no basis for tibul at all in Karbas. First, because the only real heker of the Inuka is in terms of the placement of the Achila, not the fact that we're doing a tibul, which is stamakasha on the manishtana. Right, so that handy attempts to answer by saying that this makes it more kavua since it's being done on a tibul, but there's no remiss to that in the Gemara. And secondly, there's a raya, 100% raya hakeret, because the Gemara wants to bring proof that you have to dip your moror into charosis from the fact that you have to be noto yodayim before the first tibul, and wants to say that it's because of kappa, which only applies to chazeres. So what in the world would be the case if you used a, if you're using a potato, where there is no kappa mashu, you do not need tibul. So how does it come that it works out historically that we have such an important issue of tibul, of karpas, and therefore we require urchats unless it has some meaning on another level? Besides which, there's many things that we do for hekher. They don't become part of the Seder of the Pesach. Right, we don't have chod fin matzahs as part of the Seder of the Pesach. We don't have morita as a shulchan as part of the Seder.
What's kappa?
It's a machlokes rishonim. Either it's a type of worm or it's a type of poison.
And either way, that you use
therefore you have to dip it.
At that point, you would possibly
get in the charos
with eating the mara lo b'makom.
Yeah, you don't want to use mara.
So in which case, you really can't use it there anyway.
Shouldn't use it there.
And in which case, if you were to use it later, in which case, before the mar, you should have an orchat. If the reason for being chover orchat is to use a mar,
well,
then
you don't have to, because you've already washed your hands for the matzah.
So then the washing for the matzah should also be kavua in the Seder.
It is. Rochta.
Right. Okay.
But that addresses the part of the question of we don't, and all other nights we don't dip at all. Because the matzah, you normally wouldn't do it. It's particularly kovei here to the matzah, but normally you wouldn't do it.
Could it be that the fact that we have been kovei to do orchats there, could that be the reason that we've then been kovei to do tefillah with whatever we're doing karpos on? To make it some sort
why
of...
Why did we make orchats? We only made orchats there because...
Let's say it's the other way around. Let's say we made orchats in order to throw off the order. And then once we've already done that, then we do tefillah. To give a reason for
if
the orchats.
If you give me a reason for the orchats, I'll be able to hear that tomorrow.
Well, so that the yanuka can have something to ask about.
It doesn't say that the yanuka is asking about profisa. Otherwise, he should say in the Manishtana, how come we're not doing a dying to Shnei?
That would make sense.
That's really
but that's not what we do.
Is the fact that it's called Orchats, which is the only thing in which we have in O at the beginning, implied it's particularly connected to Kiddush? Kaddish, Orchat.
No, I understand what you're saying.
You usually wash right after Kiddush for a month.
Time
you don't say
bracha.
And you're not saying
motzi
right after.
No. So maybe the asking of the question would arise from not saying the bracha.
That seems to be disconnected from the karpas in general.
The
first thing you think of when you read it is kadesh urchat and then karpas.
What's the reason the Gemara gives for orchats?
Well, stamazay, it's a little bit more than that whole simon. In other words, why do we have verbs in the first line and nouns in the second line? I mean, we should have kiddush, rochza, karpas.
Oh, yeah.
Just the first two are verbs.
Well, then we have some infinitives.
do it for the karpas, but the halachas is because the reason you're not making the matzah is a short one time.
Barech is also a breath. Oh. Barech is also a breath. Does it say Barech or Berech?
Barech.
Yeah. Read it. Kaddish. Let me see.
Not everybody has rachta either. Some of the guys that have orfat the second time. I think the Maxwell House.
That's what's scary when you're Madai, because there's so many other nuschalot, you never know.
Out of your way to be metame the yeah,
be mafshir.
Mafshir. Therefore, you have to.
What's that? Honestly, that was a conflict with Zero. Wasn't washing hands with Zero in the first place?
No, Aaron is saying that the Zero over here, there is no Zero that fills the time for Paris. At all. On the contrary, you're in the Gasea Ruach, not the other. The only reason that we're being noted to Yadayim now is because the pears are actually wet. And in that case, we're specifically marking from it because the mashkin will be closer and tov, the pre and so on. But because there your mom is going to be metami. So here it's a specific hachloka from Tuma, whereas Netilas Yadayim overall is just, you know, associated with the concept. Here it's mamish an issue of tumor. So I'm not saying that maybe.
But it's a tumor for regular regular bnei adam.
Yeah.
I understand it's a regular diet problem. Is that a problem?
I'm sorry, it's a problem. But the idea here is that we would want to make you specifically aware of the issue of tumor in Pesach. For whatever reason. For instance, we have only over here do we have Parshas Parah. Parshas Parah is tumor. Pesach, the whole union of Tumah Hudra B'Tzibur is a Pesach issue. Pesach Sheni, a Pesach issue.
Right, the funny thing is, you couldn't.
Very specific issues of Tumah that relate to Pesach. And over here, it's suspicious that we're doing something which is Tumah oriented.
You couldn't be Tame when you sat down to this. You wouldn't be Tame now anyway. I mean, there's not really even a reason to
watch. Well, you're Tame. Anyway, it would be Slavy Yadayim. We're talking about Mashkin over here. Right, we're doing something that is specifically oriented towards making you aware of it.
Teshari to him. Something that's associated with Pesach. It's also an interesting thing that we should define the matzah of the Bnei Yisrael as being Meshukha, incidentally, with this also the Shkue, and then Teshari to him. Somebody who knows Torah, meet somebody who doesn't know Torah, and he says to him, teach me Torah. The guy makes fun of him and says, what should I spend time learning with you? Something like Mashkin? Go learn with the Chavrus on your own level. Right? So, Ozu Shnei Hashem, Misha, so Zerosh, says, and so in other words, Kodesh Baruch Hu will take away his Chochma and give it to the other guy. And, you know, you have to share your ideas. But why Mashkin? Like, what? Talking is Mashkin is the example of the thing that I look down upon. Why should I teach you that? Like, you know, you could learn that with anybody. I mean, apparently it was something that was very basic about Mashkin.
It's also very the tumor of
specifically Ashirani. Yeah, what?
Connectedness with the ground, particularly this tumor, is the idea of it has to be
it's not the ground. You have to want it to be motion. It's the first step away from the ground. You have to want the water to fall, please. But there has to be a small element of your own commitment to turning this into an alpha. Otherwise, it's not a Kabbal tumor. I'm not really sure. That, I mean, maybe if there's Mashkin on it, it'll still be a Kabbal tumor from Yadayah. Mm-hmm. Even without Kiyuta. I'm not sure. Yeah, it's a very good hour. I like that hour. Karpas. No, don't ask me why we took Karpas as an example for the table. We're just called a table.
What does Karpas mean?
It's a type of vegetable.
It's a type of vegetable? Yeah. What type?
I think celery.
Celery?
Mm-hmm. You have a dictionary? Yerek Esav Shishmo Karpas. Johnny offers some words.
Is this true that there are some shittas that you don't need, that not everybody in the table needs to do war fights and stuff like that? Just the Bala say, the Bala like would do it.
Makes sense. And I mean, I never saw it specifically. Pshatim, why we use karpas, the shloah, the avodron, bring a pshat because it's a remes to samach perach. It's shishim rigol avodas perach. Others learn, this is a nice pshat, that's a remes to the ksenes passing, so that's karpas. That's what brought us out to the train. Nice, very nice aroma. But he brings over here from Margolius. Bismanenu shanun nizor einon nizor mitneatum einon tzedem brachol his pas or shelo pesach on a noagim minigate tirem yuchadim kidei lasot shinui v'yeshelo ha'iladim. But it's probably גם מפני שכל מנגן בלילה זה מנג של חשיבות כי כהן עובד עבודה הפיך לכנות למדיים גם לקרפס כאילו היינו נצור בגדרי טיירה. But anyway, it certainly would make sense to say what Aaron was saying, that it's there specifically to make us aware of issues of Tyra, and issues of Tuma and Tyra are very, very much Nogea Korban Pesach Bechlau. Very much in here, Korban Pesach Bechlau. It's just funny. It's sort of nagay in the opposite way. Right? Mm-hmm. We do allow to.
It's just
possibility of eating it, of bringing it to me. Yeah, you know, you've been eating it, right? Because that's the whole thing that it's brought forth. At least to be aware of the potential for tomb anyway. Not much we can certainly say. But that's important to put in. I think that's true. My truth sense tells me.
Yeah. Another I'm sure some of the says it's so obvious that white carapace would be the Gwarigilla witnesses Khur Karpas it so that's courage to proceed that we were rather to us.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. I've never seen that. Okay, next, Yachatz. So what's the point of Yachatz? Halachically, the point, of course, is prusa, darka shemoni beprusa, that's why it's called lechemoni. But specifically taking one, cutting it in two, putting one half of which aside for the apikomen, which is going to be the end of Yisuda, I'm not sure there's more to it than simply making sure that we have a darka shemoni beprusa, of course. Seems to be an attempt at bringing the end of the Siddur to the beginning of the Siddur, or vice versa. Which is something that's very Nargeah Seder anyway. In other words, the very fact that it's a Seder means that there's an awareness overall of where the whole thing is going. That's true about the Manishtana as well. In other words, the Manishtana relates to orders in the Siddur that haven't taken place yet. Because apparently everyone is aware. In other words, if I'm saying over the Seder of the Dvarim at the beginning of the meal, then the child will relate back to what's going to be happening automatically. Right? So it's very important as we begin the meal to know what's going to be happening at the end of the meal. Yachatz is the thing that we do that actually brings that into our chiyuv. We're now eating part of what we're going to eat later.
This is also the thing which keeps the children up to the end of the meal.
Yeah, although that's not the Chotvi Matzis in the Gemara is not Mashma had anything to do with Afikum.
Really?
Yeah, the Mefarsh, the Rishonim say Chotvi Matzis means we take away the table of the Matzis, get them, you know, what we do.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing as Marina Taka.